WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursolo, topping our report this hour. An off-duty rookie Hillside police officer who graduated at the top of his class at the Essex County Police Academy has died following a crash on Routes 1 and 9 in Linden early this morning. Officer Giovanni Esposito was one of two people inside a car that hit the cab of a truck, both heading northbound near the airport. The crash remains under investigation. The search continues for a missing Lakewood College student. 23-year-old Moshe Lando of Baltimore was actually last seen Thursday at his dorm at Beth Mezra Govaha, a rabbinical college on 6th Street. A family member filed a missing persons report after several attempts to contact Lando failed. If you rent a car, you may want to sync up your phone to the vehicle's infotainment system to access music or browse their web. Keep in mind that when you sync, you leave stored information such as addresses, phone numbers, and GPS locations vulnerable to theft. So
whenever you go to return that car, make sure you delete your device. The same goes for when you go to sell your vehicle. Make sure that you delete your device and erase the history from that vehicle infotainment system.
AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesperson Tracy Noble says if you don't delete, you're leaving yourself open to identity theft and home invasion. In Pemberton, a 31-year-old man is dead after setting a pickup truck on fire. Authorities say he was actually sitting in the cab of the truck on Arnie's Mount Road when he used an accelerant to ignite the blaze just after midnight Saturday. The victim, who lived on the street, died at the scene, but it's not clear why he was even starting the fire. A lawsuit brought by the widow of automaker John DeLorean over royalties stemming from the Back to the Future movies has been dismissed by a federal court in New Jersey. Sally DeLorean claimed a Texas company using the DeLorean name had illegally accepted royalties from Universal for the use of images of the car used in the movies. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we are profiling some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. It's still donating prom wear to kids who need it, but Cinderella's Closet of Monmouth County is trying to reach more than just teenagers.
Evidence of that is the organization's third annual wine tasting, pairing drinks with seasonal small plates on Sunday afternoon in Fairhaven. Board advisor Marcella Tomasetta says having their teenage volunteers is key, but it's the adults who bring the money, hence this 21 and over fundraiser.
We want to reach out to the adult community and ask them to volunteer, helping us at the prom boutique and also collecting the prom wear.
Coming back in March is the group's yearly prom boutique, but a fashion show once held on an annual basis has fallen out of fashion, and there is a creative replacement, something called a senior prom, where the high school volunteers will go to assisted living facilities in the area.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.